Blog Talk Radio.
Was she on the way?
Yes. They ain't see this one coming. I can't sleep. All I do is think about the paper. Never had time to think about a hater. I roll up like a skater, serve a nigga like a waiter. Tell these hoes, see you later. I ain't got time to chill, never will. I back at it like crack addicts, it's relapse. The only thing that don't die is bad habits. These rappers got no talent, I'm not average. She say the sound of my voice make a pussy moist. Never been the people's choice, I don't take it personal. She still gon' let me take a top off like a convertible. Let her get the monster, I'm 5'3", she 5'9", but the same size when we both layin' vertical. Eat it, then beat it, I might jack. Depending on supply and demand, I might tax. All we do is climax, no strings attached. Then it's back to the money, only love that. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Yes, you can blame the environment I'm in. My role models drank gin and kept a bad bitch. So I do the same, all my life I looked up to them, so sincere. Three beers and a Henny try to get me right. My nigga B roll me something just to catch flight. We was at the trap kicking back, felt like old times. I can kill these niggas with my own rhyme. Mom, I can kill these niggas with my own rhyme. Mom, I can kill these niggas with my own rhyme. Mom, I can kill these niggas with my own rhyme. Breathe. I can kill these niggas with my own rhyme. I ain't never ran, never had a plan. I was doing me. Thinking about my last Dallas trip. I was doing three. Boys too emotional. You mad cause she feeling me. Calm down, probably be back on your dick next week. I don't trust him, I fuck him and lose all ties. My pimp hand is stronger than Tyson in his prime. I was about to call my ex and shit, never mind. I gotta let it burn like us. I'm a bad mother, shut your mouth. Hardest dyke in the south. Niggas will confirm that. Google, you can search that. Tell a bitch worth that. Strip club wildin', three lap dances. I ain't gave a bitch $1. She look like a model on the runway. Told her work with me, I'ma be a star one day. She look like a model on the runway. Told her work with me, I'ma be a star one day. Work with me, baby.
I thought forever was forever. Though I ain't perfect, thought we'd keep this thing together. I'm tired of trying, maybe this is for the better. I said the last time was the last time.
You say that you got her on lockdown, but little do you know I got the keys. So
it's your girl.
You ain't know. She be vibing and choosing and she be sticking and moving and go along with the movement.
Oh, that's your girl.
You ain't know. She be stalking my Twitter and she be sending me pictures, texts, and she want me to spin
up. Oh, that's your girl.
She was playing for the team. Going hard in the paint, so I hit it with that D. You see a pro, like an actress and kill him in every scene. She addicted her, she stalking and twatching my every tweet. Got a text to send the pictures right before she go to sleep. Oh, that's your girl. Better get her, cause you're starting out to leave. She be bopping and choosing and going on with the moving. And she be loving the crew. We call her thinking and moving, no disrespect. I admit that you got a bad bitch. I think she cheating on us.
Conversation got us crazy, man. We could go on with this forever, man. You know what I'm saying? Even though our topic tonight is about smashing, you smashed a homie's ex, you know what I'm saying? But we was having some educational conversation around here, too. So we're going to be bringing some of that to y'all, too, at a later time. But hello, 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 and welcome to Damn, This Should Be Interesting. We back on the air, man, live in effect, back like booty crack, man. I don't know what happened last week. We had some technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying, like some bad butt shots or something, but we brought it back. We're here for y'all this week to ask this question, man, about smashing the homie. Wow. Smashing the homie's ex. That's what we're talking about this evening.
Smashing or passing.
Is we smashing or passing, or how much of the past done passed before you can smash that ass without starting no trouble? That's what we want to know. Tonight, we're asking you here at DTSBI. We're going to go around and introduce ourselves like we do every week. I hope y'all listen to us every week, too, so y'all can get to know the game, exactly how we do it, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, we got a lot of new contests coming up for y'all and just different stuff, man, great stuff. We got a kickball tournament coming up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to tell the world about, so you can come out and have a good time with some snacks, some Zoom Zoom, some Wham Wham, some good-ass kickball, man, you know what I'm saying? We're doing a good old down-home, dirty, back-in-the-day style kickball game, hotline and the whole shit. So we want y'all to come through and enjoy. We're going to go around and say, hello, I am at Solo Flows.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J is in the building. I got a prescription for you. What up, y'all? This is Angie Dreams.
This I mean, I mean.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what time it is. Y'all know we Cali Bud.
And I'm 220.
I think 20 so pretty.
Yeah, you know how it is. Married life, you know what I'm saying? That's all I see. I got tunnel vision when it comes to my sweet baby over there. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it ain't nothing but a love song, a living love song, man. She loving that song right now, that Miguel Coffee in the Morning, you know what I'm saying? She loving that for some reason right now. My skin is the color of coffee, just to let y'all know. But anyway, man, we want to know tonight, you know what I'm saying? When is it cool to smash the homie's ex? Is that ever okay? If she was bopping, will she stop? That's what we got to know. Like, will she stop with you? Does the buck keep going? We need to know. We need to understand some things, man. So if you have had this happen to you, are you thinking about doing it, or you have some type of opinion about it at all, give us a call here at 347-324-3853 at Damn. This should be interesting because this is an interesting topic tonight, man. And we had y'all fired up last week, but they cut us off with our technical difficulties. So we're trying to come back around and have y'all talk about this topic tonight, man. Is it ever okay to smash the homie's ex? If she's a bop, is it not? Is it? You know what I'm saying? If you was in love with her, if it was 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying? Is it okay to hit it now? It's my question. We're going to go into Dr. J's word today.
The antecedent events that prompts a friend to dump someone should never be a good enough reason for you to want to date them. Meaning, a thing or event that existed before or logically precedes another. Antecedent, that's the word of the day. A thing or event that existed before or logically precedes another. So if there's a bunch of events that happened as to why they dumped them, like she got her window smashed out, or, you know, she got jumped at the club because the female wasn't acting right, that should be good enough reason, antecedent reason, for you not to want to date them. Dr. J's word of the day.
So Dr. J's telling you to watch out for them antecedents that's going to come your way. You know what I mean? She want to talk to you about making sure that you don't want the future to become the present, all in your house or all on your car or whatever that case may be. You know what I'm saying? So if it's an antecedent, and antecedent would mean being in a relationship before with someone, and then someone else came along and wanted to smash on what you passed on. You know what I'm saying? Is that okay? Is the question that I ask of thee. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Callie Bud.
I'ma just, you know, play both sides of it real quick. I'ma give everybody, because I've been in the situation before. Now, I don't think if a person been in if you know the relationship real well, you and your partner and her girl or boy or whoever, and you know it was a real sensitive situation and you know it was something serious there, I don't think you should touch it at all. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think it's just too sticky, especially if y'all was all hanging out with each other and y'all all used to kick it and stuff. It just gets too sticky. You know what I'm saying? The feelings is real, real touchy. You don't want to get involved with that. Now, in certain situations to where, let's say, you were dating someone and your friend, you had a best friend or whatever, or a friend like that, and y'all broke up. And a couple of years down the line, you got into a new relationship, and your friend got with your ex. Now, to me, I don't think that's a problem. I think, you know what, because if you're in a new relationship and you moved on, and you know what, a couple of years down the line, okay, you want to talk to that person, I think that's totally fine. I ain't got no problems with that. As long as you know, as long as it's all on a respect level between you and your friend's relationship, I think it should be all good. But certain situations, like if the relationship was real sensitive or y'all been through a lot, I think y'all all was real close, I think that's something y'all should just stay away from, because that situation, you know what I'm saying, you can't build a foundation on no omissionness. You know what I mean? You can't build that shit on confusion and fuckery. So you got to really stick away from that type of shit. You know?
You know what? Say fuck that shit. Straight up. Fuck that shit.
We got an issue. He finna go and date my ex. We got a whole ass issue. I don't give a fuck about what you say.
You
don't care. I'm beating everybody. It don't even matter. It don't even matter. Oh, real shit. It's a code. It really is a code. And it's not a bro code, and it's a code, period. For everybody to live by. It's not a
code.
Bitch, if you were sitting up there looking at my girl the whole time we was together, like, and you feel me? What kind of shit is this right now? So you gonna get with him? You gonna get with him or her? Like, and I'm just sitting here like, oh, you guys just automatically out of nowhere, caught feelings for each other. Like, no, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? No, y'all been feeling like this for a while. And I'm just like, no, fuck that shit. I don't fuck that. Get your ass
off. What up, y'all? This Dream. Yeah, I say it ain't cool. I think conversation definitely need to be had, because you never know what people and their exes be doing.
And you never know who, you know what I'm saying, who's fucking with who. So you definitely want to talk to your homie, holla at him. Be like, hey, bro, what's up? Is it cool? Even if it's been like 10 years, you know what I'm saying? But then also, after a certain amount of years, though, that shit don't matter, too. Like, especially if you in another relationship, you married and you happy, then, you know what I'm saying, in certain situations, then, if it's been some years, you know what I'm saying, but if it ain't, then you want to holler at your homie. But under no circumstance, I don't think it's cool, you know what I'm saying, to date the homie ex, because, you know what I'm saying, the homie might still have feelings, like Kelly Wood say, they done been through they shit, so you never know. And then, for me, though, I would be thinking, like, damn, like, all the freaky shit that this girl is doing, she done did to my homie. You know what I'm saying? They got to taught you everything.
Hey, that's your homie, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything I done came and told you about this bitch, about everything we going through, right?
You
right.
Gonna
turn around. Hey, but that's real. That's real. My homeboy actually just went through that a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, well, actually a couple of months ago. You know what I'm saying? Him and his partner was talking all cool. They were basically pillow talking about the bitch he was, you know, talking with. And he kept claiming that they wasn't really that serious, but they kept doing all this stuff together. He kept telling his partner. So, you know, the dude, my partner got is another girl, you know, kind of tilted her off to the side, but didn't all the way let her go. And his partner jumped on. Immediately. He jumped on that shit. After you said pillow talked about all that shit to this nigga,
right.
He done turned around and just did that and just got on, just hopped on. And that's hella common. They're like, he would be jealous like that. But you got to really put, he was waiting for him. He done told him everything, how she moved, what she doing in the bed, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Telling, oh, yeah, she do this. Oh, she fucking me real good. All this and that in the car. You know what I mean? And he just like, oh, for real? Oh, yeah, for real? She's doing all that? So when he pushed her to the side a little bit, thinking it was good, thinking it was all right, he slid in. And that ain't right, bro. That's literally. Literally. That shit ain't right, man. So you really got to play it by ear, you feel me? Think about your situation, what you're going through. Really think about that shit.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J. I also agree. You don't need to date anyone's ex. I mean, if you got to do that, then obviously you must be on your last leg or you desperate. I mean, unless they Holly Berry or somebody, then no, for sure, I'm going to go ahead and get my nigga's ex. But if it's just
Roland, that's it's rules and regulations and certain shit like that. So it's, you should already really know.
That's real shit.
It's a couple of types. I'm gonna let everybody know it's a couple of type of women in this world right now. Especially if you are, you know what I'm saying, you out there, you know what I'm saying, in this world, it's a couple of different type of women. You know what I'm saying? It's your wife. You know what I'm saying? It's that girl you meet. Oh, we kicking it. We got a cool relationship, but we can't be in a relationship.
Yeah.
We got friends and we got community. You know what I'm saying? We don't pass that around. So if y'all get that shit confused, it gets to a sticky, sticky situation in Broland. So you really got to move quick and move right in Broland, or it can get real. You feel me? We don't want that type of shit.
So, but why would you want the next nigga sloppy leftovers anyway? I'm just saying. All the stuff that you and your niggas talk about, it's like, I don't want to see you with my ex and then think, ugh, like, that's disturbing.
Right. So, that's what I'm thinking. Like, so, how does that work anyway? So, you all up in the bitch, you eating her out, your whole mouth is in her shit. You not thinking about what I did to that? After I explained every detail to you, bro. You all up in it.
Right there. You over there explaining to him how good she is. So, you know, dudes, they only thinking with that little head. Satisfy me.
Exactly.
That's all you're thinking about. That's on you anyway.
That's what I'm
saying.
You're
not
thinking about what I did to
that,
though. What
you thinking about doing it better? Is that what you thinking about right now?
No, but you know, like I said, it's all in the situation you're in. It's all in the situation, because a lot of situations are different. But I just, like I said, in Roland, you really just got to really look at the guidelines, because it's like, especially with your personal. Well, one guideline is bro before hoe.
Yeah. That's when you got to determine what's a hoe and what's not a hoe.
So
if you a community. Yeah.
Okay. So, is
he wasn't clear about who she about her label with you because she was, he was playing around with her. You know what I'm saying? Talking all this shit.
Okay.
You know, talking. She was, yeah, she, because they were in, they weren't in an exclusive relationship, but they were consistently seeing each other. You know what I'm saying? But he was never claiming her.
Okay, so let's go back to
Bro Lynn. Mm-hmm. So Bro
Lynn.
If it's the main chick, you should know that's automatically six. If she the main chick and y'all in a relationship, boom, that's automatic stamp at six. Or bruh, however you may call it. You know what I'm saying? Anything out of that's infidelity, that's scandalous. You know what I'm saying? Because you already thinking from the jump. How, you know, just how I mean just said, that's what females go through. Ooh, you were looking at her from the jet, ooh, ooh. So you got to do that's your main chick, boom, that's automatically shits and bruh. But if that's a community, that's everybody, that's like the nuts in the bar. That's everybody gonna grab some, and then, you feel me? And they gonna refill it when it's empty. You know what I'm saying? You gotta really, bro, Lynn, that's one of the guidelines. You really gotta determine which is the hoe.
They be like, cuz,
you should go ahead and hit that.
Yeah,
that's
right. But then, check it out.
I'm gonna have to be the devil's advocate. I know it's solo. I'm old fashioned, you know, and I don't play. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck if we humped in the first grade and y'all 30.
Don't
fuck with her because you know I humped her by the bench over there. I don't give a damn if the bench ain't even there no more. I humped her on the bench. You knew that. So why do you have three kids by this bitch?
Now, Dumpy,
I'm going to tell y'all a story before going to this week. Now, me, myself, I was in a relationship with my ex, and I had a friendship with one of her friends, you know, one of her guy friends, you know what I mean? And we were all cool and kicking, baby, coming to my house, chilling, you know what I mean, all that. And then I find out years later that he was fucking around with her. Cheating in, right? She was fucking around with her while we was in a relationship. I met him later on in years, you know what I'm saying, in my new relationship. They happen to be friends. I happen to know these people. Now, he's in my face trying to be my friend right now, trying to be cool with me, trying to, you know, come to my house. I just want to know, ask the people, I just want to ask, you know, just y'all question to think about while we going through this music. Should I be the bigger person and say, you know what, I'm in a better relationship. I'm not going to worry about that. Or should I be petty and be like, I should beat your motherfucking ass, nigga. You coming in my house, you trying to play cool with me. You know what I'm saying? I want people's opinions. We're going to go to this music, 21, if you got some. But I just want to, you know, I just want everybody's honest opinion. Call us in 347-324-3853. Make sure y'all let me know what's really going on. Speak your mind. I want everybody's honest opinion when we come back from this music. 220, what you got for us?
Let's get into this girlfriend by Young and May.
One girl. Yeah. Girl, you got me open.
I'm trying to. up in the bun. I walked up like, what's good? Couple weeks later, she was mine. Should I even put a ring on it? Shorty put that thing on me. Yeah, she fine, plus she smart too. Shorty got a heart too. Someone I can talk to when shit is on my mind. I wanna take her out for the weekend to an island with some beaches where nobody else can see us. I'ma lay her down and eat it. Them legs, I'm in between it. I taste that pussy leaking. That's how I know she need it.
indeed, man. This conversation is good. It ain't no fun if the homies can't handle it. You know, that's what it sounds. That's what it's kind of sounds like.
That's not what we represent.
Yeah, like, it, you know, it depends. So what we going to do now, we going to break them down and put them in categories. You know what I'm saying? If it's a bop to the drop, you know what I'm saying? If it's, you know, it's just like passing the, you know what I'm saying, he's passing the chips. You know what I'm saying? Just do that. You know, yeah, if you fall in love with the ball, you the fool. You know, it's like, you know, pass them chips, pass them hits kind of situation. You know what I'm saying? If y'all been together for a long time and you know this person was in love with this person, don't do that. Don't go there. It's just not right. It's not respectful in any way. You know what I'm saying? It's as a matter of fact, it's extremely disrespectful. And I feel like it's something that could end a friendship. Honestly, a homiehood or whatever you want to call it, because I'm going to be, at solo, I'm going to be thinking, what was you thinking? When we was thinking something else. You were thinking
Hello.
Something else. And I'm thinking, you thinking what I'm thinking, but now I'm knowing
that
you weren't thinking what I was thinking, because now I'm knowing what you're showing is something different, right? So we need to deal with that, just the thought process behind it. I like a loyal motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Loyalty turns me on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it turns me on. It's like an aphrodisiac. You know what I'm saying? When you're loyal. Like, if I look at you and I be like, you down with that motherfucker? Is you down with it? No. No, hell no. That's the kind of shit I like. You know what I'm saying?
I
want to fuck. That's the kind of shit that I... Yeah, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it just kind of depends on what your flavor is. You know what I'm saying? I think when it comes to gender, it matters differently, too. I think for lesbians, you know what I'm saying, there's always a lot more emotion, you know. It's always a lot more emotion attached to those relationships than they are when I think it's a male and a female who are in love or used to be in love. I mean, I don't know. If you're a male, is it cool for the homie to smash?
That's what I'm saying. It's really common. It's more common than everybody thinks.
Like that running the train shit and all that, I don't understand that. But I don't have the mental capacity to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's too into it for that. I don't like it. It's too weird. Lesbians are way too sensitive. It's too much emotion for people. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, that's why they got dicks and shit. They can just release. They ain't got to deal with no emotions. They can all catch and release. They ain't got to deal with it. But with females, no matter how hard you think you are, you got feelings. And they are going to grab that heart and they going to tear you up. You know what I'm saying? Even the most controlled person got feelings. You know what I'm saying? They might can hide them really well, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? If you lesbian or gay, it's really just kind of a situation. Don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do it. Like Soul said, loyalty is everything. If you got a good friendship, you want to be able to keep that. You know what I mean? Women come and go, man. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be go fish in the sea, man. I promise you.
There's so many other people out there.
Absolutely.
There's so many other people out there. Why do you need mine?
Right. That's the thing. It's like, don't use me for no convenience fee. Oh, you know she ain't gotta come far. Is that what it is? Because she was at my house. So you know she ain't gotta catch two buses in the train to get to here. Especially if we done talked about. Because the way my mind be tripping, I can't do it. Like if I know and I had this conversation with you and then you come bring this up. My mind's gonna be flashing like I was in a war or something. Be like, oh, come on, I'm talking to you about it. Yeah, you was thinking this. Yeah, like, just angry. You know what I'm saying? It would really infuriate me, man. You know what I'm saying?
When I was over here.
Yeah.
I was actually gonna get in the fight. What the fuck was y'all
niggas
talking about?
Yeah. And I had to go across the street. And across another light, I was gone for like 15 minutes.
So we heard people talk about that night. Yeah. Because I couldn't make it. Where did you take her back?
Yeah, now you got me messed up, dropping everybody off. because I can't trust nobody dropping her off last. You know what I'm saying? Making her go, pump the gas and shit. Don't you move nowhere.
Like,
yeah.
You gonna work? I don't give a fuck. And we ride.
Let's go. Yeah. Yeah, like, we supposed to go on a camping trip with friends. What friends? We ain't going on a camping trip. You got a set?
I'm coming
to. You better have some good interest, because your ass ain't getting up in here. You know what I'm saying? If I know you even did it to somebody I know, I'm watching you. Side eye.
And then, this goes to this is just me. This should just come from personal experience, too. Just try to keep your friends and your relationships separate. You know what I mean? That way you won't really have that type of problem. You know what I mean? Because if you keep that shit separate, y'all don't intertwine y'all relationships so much. It wouldn't be so sticky, man. So just kind of keep that shit separate. Keep your shit, you know what I mean? Keep your friends over here and keep your relationship over there, because that helps, too, getting it, you know, getting all entwined. And then your friend is getting to know your girlfriend as much as you are. And, of course, they're going to, you know what I'm saying?
Leave that third wheel. You got to leave that third wheel.
Exactly. Leave that third wheel at home. You know, you don't need a spare. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your friend hang on. You know what I'm saying? That's where the signs come in. That's where the signs come in. If you go to the movies with your girl and your partner is there, that is a no-go. Don't do that.
We
both love
energy in the middle.
Yeah. Y'all eating all the same popcorn.
Some scary, come on, she's jumping on both.
Yeah. You know, just know. Just keep it.
Just keep it.
I'm telling you, go back to the old school. I'm telling you, you really
want to
learn something, go back to some of them old songs, man.
Betty Wright, the Clean Up Woman, baby. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know about the Clean Up Woman, they'll tell you about it. And she'll tell you, if you leave your man hanging, I'm gonna come behind you and be the Clean Up Woman. You know what I'm saying? And you know who did the modern version of that? Beyonce. With the ring the alarm, you know what I'm saying? Ring the alarm when she was crazy. I'm saying I'm saying yeah, she the modern
that's
thing. Oh yeah, see, that's the thing. But it doesn't sound like she would like to share with any of her friends.
And that's what's up.
I like females that don't mind, that don't like sharing, that, you know, want to hold on to what they got. And that shows me love right there. Like, okay, yeah, that she want me. Like, okay, she protective. She don't want nobody else fucking with me. That's the story.
Yeah.
I like that shit. That shit turns me the fuck on. So, you know what I mean? I like the fact that you try to, she like a shoe, bitch get away type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She like that shoe, bitch. Shoot.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Because all that cool with everybody, we don't play that. You know what I'm saying? We don't play that. We got restrictions. We say hi. And it's like when you're in a relationship, two people should know each other. Like my woman will tell me in a minute, don't play. When she say don't play, I understand not to play so much that stuff get caught in my throat. You know, just,
okay.
I know. No. I'm saying my words. No, my words. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm serious. Like, if my girl tell me don't, or she'll hit me with one of them side looks in the car, what you looking at?
Okay.
Or even if I got a friend and I'm too much, you know, I'm doing too much, she do that with Peter. She play cool in front of the person. When we get in the car, she be like, oh, yeah, y'all can do that? Oh, yeah, for real?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if that's my partner and y'all just kind of cool.
They be like, I'm just trying to be cool because you cool. I mean, man, I can't even talk to a waitress. I can't even. A bartender.
No.
That's
because every time you talk to him, he's like, okay, yeah, I want this, mom. What the fuck? Why are you giving that little call? Why are you giving that little baby name shit? Her name is right on her fucking shit. Use her fucking name.
I've tried to wean out the single motherfuckers in our lives. No, I've noticed that a lot of our real friends are all in relationships. So if you look at like me and Kelly's life, like all of our real good friends are in relationships. None of them are single. All them single ones have been weaned out.
not talking about Ange and Jay right now. not talking about them two. Most of our, those two are the only exception because everybody else is fucking either married or been in a relationship long enough to be married. So I just like, I love being around people who are in relationships because they know exactly what we have things to talk about. There's shit in common. There's nothing. I know you're not gonna be throwing bitches my girlfriend's way or trying to take my girl to the fucking taking them to the fucking bar, trying to get on all the bitches. Like you feel me? Like I love the knowing that that's not happening. Like I love that. That's the security I have.
And that what I mean is talking about is good old fashioned R E S T E C T.
Find out what
you gotta have that respect. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a woman. And then let me flip it on the flip side to the woman that does it. You know what I'm saying? You know you shouldn't be bed bouncing. You know what I'm saying? You know.
If they're home, they don't.
Yeah, but you've been with a friend. You know what I'm saying? And you know better. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like if you just down for anything, I don't want you no way. You know what I'm saying? If you like, I don't even hang around people that I think that would try to, you know, talk to my ex, my next, my whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't hang around them type of people. I don't appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no he ha her her none of that shit with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't. And I can say without a problem, I'm extremely strict with my wife. Extremely strict. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't. Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly. And she good as fuck in so many ways. You know what I'm saying? I love my woman. No, not the whole path. No.
Here we go.
But I'm saying, you know, in so many ways of, you know, just being a great partner. You know what I'm saying? And something that I wouldn't want to lose or sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? And I love her so much that I wouldn't ever want anybody. I don't want to think about. You know, I get mad when mosquitoes bite her and shit. You know what I'm saying? I be hella mad. I be getting mad. I ain't lying. A spider biter, I be like, he bit you on your ass? What the fuck was you doing? Why you had a cover off like that? Yeah, why you let that nigga bite your ass? What you mean a spider bit your ass? You got me fucked up. What you mean? I'm hunting spiders for days. I'm hunting spiders for days.
I don't see the exterminator. I don't see any, but just find this shit, okay?
Yeah, it's fine. It's this one motherfucking spider. I need to find this motherfucker. He's biting asses, and it ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be tripping off bugs. So I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, but when you got that energy about you, you know what I'm saying? People know what lines to cross and what situations. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people who don't have it, you gotta show it to them. You know what I'm saying? You got to let them know how to respect you. You got to teach them how to respect you. You know what I'm saying? And respect your relationship. I don't believe that homies should ever smash the exes. I just don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe homie and smashing exes even go in the same sentence. I just think it should.
Any of my single friends don't even try to put them on a date with somebody. Single people around me, I just like, I get really like, okay, come on, honey. I'm going to hook you up with this person over here because, you know, mine is off limits. So, you know,
yeah.
So look that way.
Exactly. As opposed to just being a free people type thing.
Right.
I don't like single people.
I can't stand it.
I don't even like double date. You might like what I order my woman versus what I'm looking for. I don't even like it. Yeah, like, don't double date. Don't reach over the table like you looking for some salt or some shit. You know, like, okay, you know, don't reach over and get no ketchup and hit her arm or something. You're like, what you need? You needed some ketchup?
You don't got nothing coming with my business.
No, what you need? You need some ketchup? What you need over there? Some salt. Let me sprinkle that on there for you. No problem. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and then I'm sitting her against the wall where she pushed in. What you mean you sitting on the outside? You can't even sit on the outside on no plane. Get your ass in here. I don't give a damn. You got a window. You ain't getting in the middle. And what the pilot need have a good flight? You got to get the fuck out of her face. You mean have a safe flight? You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? I don't even.
You gotta be talking about that video.
When Obama went to one of the poll places, and his wife, the dude's wife, said hi to Obama, and Obama.
Yeah. Dude was like, "Watch out, man."
To Obama,
he was like, "Watch out with my wife, Obama." Obama was like, "You heard me?" I'd have beat up my man. I don't give a fuck how much security got. Call everybody you got with that little coil behind that ear, because the Secret Service ain't going to be no secret no more. You got me fucked up. That's what I'm saying. But this is some bullshit. Like the girl with the tattoo that's coming up next. This song is about 220. My wife, I'm tattooed all over your body, mind, soul, and spirit. So let her hear.
I love you. I love you.
This song is dedicated to my 220. My girl with the tattoo. Will never ever be tatted on my heart.
Yeah. And we back once again, man. Heavy, funny conversation we had this evening, man. Great, great energy. We love it, man. We love it. Roy, the moral of the story is don't date your partner's ex. Any situation, you don't want to get stuck.
I mean, unless you're ready to get your ass whooped.
Unless you're ready to get your ass whooped by me, we really don't want to get involved, man. But if you got any questions or any more topics to discuss or any type of support and love you want to show for us, damn, this should be interesting. Hit us up on our page, man. We got a lot of great things coming up, man, in the future. Facebook.com/DTSVITOO, man. Our page is going crazy right now. We got all types of goodies on the pages, games, et cetera, et cetera. Go see it for yourself. Hit us up every Monday, 7 p.m., 347-324-3853. We are going to have our first annual kickball game, DTSVI Kickball. You want to play kickball? Hit us up in our inbox on Facebook.com/DTSVITOO. Make sure you hit us up, man. Dr. J is going to give us his quote, and I'm going to take y'all out once again.
Never get jealous when you see your ex with someone else, because your parents taught us, our parents taught us, give our used toys to the less fortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we need. That's the exact prescription we needed for the night, man. Every Monday night, we got the same love, we got more prescriptions, and we always got, right now, I got some bubble gum and my motherfucking medicine container. Woo, it's making me hot right now. I can't even talk. Lord Jesus. And I found my G10, ladies and gentlemen. So next week, I'm going to be hitting some more weed out of my new G10. We're going to see how that tastes, and I'm going to let y'all niggas know, man. Thank y'all for calling in. Y'all hit us up on our personal Twitters. I'm at CaliBud3.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at I Mean.
I'm at Ange Dream. I'm at Dr. J Money.
I'm at This Weed. No.
Yeah, you feel me.
And I'm so low flow, babe. Y'all make sure y'all hit up our Twitters, man. We always answer our fans, man. If y'all got questions, comments, topics, suggestions, whatever, man. Y'all can hit us up personally. Well, not personally. Y'all can hit us up on our fan pages, or y'all can hit us up on our Facebook.
Because I'm feeling it.
Well, we love our fans. We just want to let y'all know, first and foremost, we're back to this celebrity, not celebrity, we're back to this first annual kickball game. If y'all want to play kickball, if y'all want to just come out, enjoy some fun, some music, get some good barbecue, and come support this kickball game, make sure y'all hit us up. Once again, I'm going to tell y'all one more time, DTSVI. T-O-O. Make sure y'all hit us up. Y'all want to play. If y'all want to show love and support, hit us up in our inbox. We love y'all, man. Thank y'all for calling in on that.
Damn. This should be interesting.
Until next week, y'all. We love y'all. Good night.